It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Welcome to a special edition of the Cards Cast, a special commitment episode of the Cards Cast. We're starting to get into a trend of these. Second one in just a couple of days. Louisville picks up a transfer commitment on Sunday afternoon from Southern Miss defensive lineman Jacquez Turner. Fills a need that Scott Satterfield and his staff needed on defense. They talked about going out and getting an addition from the transfer portal, and they've done that again with defensive lineman Jacquez Turner. I have Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, this is certainly a need that they wanted to fill, and they've added it. I mean, you're looking at an all-conference type player in Jacquez Turner coming to Louisville.
Yeah, and remember, go back. I mean, I know there's some people out there going, hold on, they were finished for this recruiting class. They were finished for this recruiting class. But remember, we told you they could add three, maybe four guys in this class that will count forward, basically. So what this scholarship will be, Jock Turner is a one-year deal for him. He's here for one season. He'll play next year. He'll be here sometime in June. His scholarship will kick in, from what I understand, in late July, early August. And he will, he'll be the guy that they lean on as far as some veteran leadership up front on the defensive side of the ball. He is versatile, but I think he's so big. He's so strong. He's 6'2". He is right at 290 pounds right now. And that's what they were looking for, someone with some strength. He was one of the stronger guys in the Southern Miss football program. He has a familiarity with Louisville because of Derek Nicholson, who was his defensive coordinator when he was down there, Coach Nicholson was down there at Southern Miss. And this is a guy who was an all-conference guy, who probably would have been an all-conference guy this past season had he not opted out and not opted to just not play. So yeah, it's a big pickup. It's a spot where they had to have somebody. And again, just want to point out to make everybody aware, this counts for the 2022, the scholarship will count in the 2022 class. So he will count moving forward, but it's such a limited class, Michael, that they can afford to use a couple of scholarships and count forward because they're not going to use all those initial qualifiers. I know that confuses some people, but that's what the deal is with Turner. And I suspect that's going to be the deal with potentially a safety and a wide receiver down the road for Louisville.
Yeah, again, you mentioned he was all-conference. He was all-conference USA freshman in 2017, all-conference USA first team in 2018. And you mentioned his versatility. We posted he's got a highlight video up on YouTube. You can find that at the Cardinal Authority message boards right now that really shows that versatility. I mean, he likes to line up on the outside. He can squeeze onto the inside, but he's a guy who's got a great burst right off of the snap. And really has caused, a lot of headaches for opponents throughout the years. I mean, during his 3 years of play at Southern Miss, he's appeared in 37 games. He's totaled right at 100 tackles, with 31 and a half of those as tackles for loss, including 14 and a half sacks. So he's a guy that knows how to get into the backfield and gets back there frequently. He's forced three fumbles as well. So he's a guy that can do it all. Even in the highlight video, it shows him going out and making an impressive come, catch the tight end from behind tackle kind of in the open field as well. So he's deceptively quick for his speed, for his size, and a guy that should be able to come in and really is expected to be able to come in and have an impact on the defensive front right away.
Yeah, and I think, Michael, I think what the deal, when you think about him, I'm not comparing him to this player, okay? So everybody don't go crazy and say I'm comparing him to this. But think of body strength-wise, think more of D'Angelo Brown. Remember, D'Angelo Brown was probably 6'1", 305 maybe is what he was. Jock is 6'2", and legit weighed in at 290 this week. So, he's in that range. But the strength, the upper body strength, the ability to shed blockers and make a play is more of thinking of that D'Angelo Brown type of body than probably what you're normally think of as far as a big, you know, a big, huge nose tackle kind of deal. You know, he's going to be different than Jared Goldwire, but he's going to be able to help Louisville what they need up there, and that is some reps from a veteran guy who's got some strength and some ability.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back. About to set it up. New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violent Island, you got
it. Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Yeah, so obviously it's a need that they filled. They're going to continue to look, you know, but as we've been talking about at Cardinal Authority, they're going to continue to recruit the high school ranks, but they're also going to continue to scour the transfer portal. Jody, you mentioned safety, wide receivers, potential areas. We heard Scott Satterfield mention safety as well as defensive tackle a couple times. So they've got a defensive tackle on board. I'd almost guarantee that they're going to find a safety to come in as well to help shore that up as well. But even though it's going to be smaller in numbers, this recruiting class, things coming together early so far with how we thought they would.
Yeah, and that's the thing about this. You know, the thing about Jock Turner is he's going to be able to give Louisville what they need right away. You know, he's going to arrive here, in early June. He's going to give them some leadership in that defensive line room that is full of young guys. There's going to be young dudes all over the place. Yeah. I'm searching for my little cheat sheet here as we talk, because I was trying to remember what exactly the football, the defensive line room, how many of those there. I mean, it's all young guys, you know, I mean, like it's Malik Clark, who hasn't played a ton of reps, who's been around for a while, but he hasn't played, a bunch of reps. And then when you look after Malik Clark, you have Derek Dorsey and Dana Kennard, obviously, and Tabarius Peterson. Yep. But after that, you've got a freshman in Henry Bryan, a freshman in Boykin, a freshman in Dawson, a freshman in Zach Edwards, who's still a freshman, a freshman in Ashton Gillette, a freshman in Ramon Perrier, a freshman in Desmond Tell. And you've got, I think, four more freshmen coming in. You have 12 freshmen in the defensive line room. And I'm not just talking nose tackle. I'm talking, you know, the entire defensive line room. Sorry, I got a new phone today and it's messing up on me, Michael. So that was a weird ring that you just had there. So, but you know, you're talking about a lot of young guys and that's where this, the ability helps a lot, but the leadership is so needed.
Yeah. Yeah. So kudos to the staff. Again, obviously connections are always huge with Coach Nicholson. As you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, there's that relationship from when he was defensive coordinator down at Southern Miss. And because of that relationship, is able to, you know, fill a need. And I like the fact that he's going to be here in June and could start to, you know, diving into that playbook, really getting to know the expectations of defensive coordinator Brian Brown and what's going to be needed of him from Louisville. So a great pickup for Coach Satterfield and his staff today.
No doubt. Jacquez Turner, who, again, and he wanted to be a Cardinal. That's the other thing, too. Yep. Like, he didn't put his name into the transfer portal, just to be in there, because you can tell that because he did this in a hurry. So he knew what he wanted. He put his name in the transfer portal back in August, took it out, then put it back in on Thursday. And then on Sunday, he commits to Louisville. So Jacquez Turner, a new Louisville Cardinal, will help them out on the defensive line. He has one season of eligibility. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. This has been a special edition of the Cards Cast.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.